it's very long. There's a lot of background noise, but I'll do my best.
Okay. How are you, Pete?
We're still fine at the moment. Still upbeat. Everybody's fit and well.
What's the conditions like out there at the moment?
Unfortunately, hostilities and tensions have increased another level. I think there's a general feeling among the population that perhaps the humanitarian aid isn't getting through quickly enough. But it's coming in as fast as it can at the airport, and the relief agencies are doing their best. Having said that, as regards the UK team, the search and rescue element, we've not experienced any hostilities. I mean, we've witnessed hostilities, but at no time have they been directed towards any of the rescue team.
We're still seeing some horrific scenes on the TV screens over here on the news channels. Can you describe what it's like there at the moment?
Yeah, it is getting worse by the day, as you can imagine. I mean, yesterday we were tasked to go and search a town that was near the epicentre, which was Leovan, and no rescue teams or aid had previously been into that area. So we was the first team into it, and the scenes we found was one of total devastation. 70% of buildings totally destroyed, thousands dead. Unfortunately, you know, we did complete a search of the whole town. We spoke to the authorities, and there is no lives to be saved in that town at all. However, whilst we were there, we did come across two quite severely injured people. One pregnant lady that was having complications, and another lady that was suffering burns and crush injuries. So we arranged a medical evacuation. We got the Americans to fly a helicopter in, and we got those evacuated out to an Israeli United Nations hospital. So, in effect, you know, there's another two lives saved there. So the whole mission towards Leovan was well worthwhile as far as we are concerned.
So what's your next step? What's your next job, as it were?
Well, our next step is, obviously, we're here for search and rescue. At the moment, search and rescue has been temporarily suspended because of the tensions in the town. The security level has been increased to a red times two level, which is the highest, highest level at the moment. So whilst we are not directly threatened by the hostilities, we have to consider the safety of our personnel. And until the security level is assessed further, we've halted operations for the time being. Having said that, the sort of search and rescue phase is being scaled down now anyway. We're into the sixth day of the earthquake, and the chances of finding further victims are very, very remote.
Peter, how are you getting yourself to sleep at night and then waking yourself up in the morning when, you know, it is so desperate over there and it is such a mess?
Well, sleep is definitely a luxury. Our base of operations, our camp, is adjacent to Port-au-Prince Airport. Plus,